truth.
Fighting soldiers from the sky, fearless men who jump and die, men who mean just what they say, the brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest, these are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand, men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest, these are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest, make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day, have him win the Green Beret.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here, Arthur. A second hour on Friday, the 29th of October. The appropriative of the day is to take care of all your dental issues now. Make that appointment. Get in that chair. Get those things taken care of. No normal human being wants to be in a dental chair on one hand. On the other, you really don't want to go through a long-term or even short-term crisis with dental issues. That'll just compound the difficulty and make it worse. All right. We have a patient waiting in the green room, my friend, Dr. Pete Urilkos. Dr. Urilkos is a chiropractic physician living and working in Metro Chicago. We'll be talking about health-related matters. Good morning, Doctor.
Morning, John. Can you hear me?
I hear you fine. You're coming in 5x5. Well, Doctor,
all right.
There's a report on National Public Radio's website right now about a dramatic increase in emergency room admissions all around the country, to the point where hospitals are filled up and having patients sleeping in hallways because of lack of rooms available. I've got a doctor calling in at the bottom of the hour. It's going to give us an update on that. I think we're just at the beginning of this, and an NPR report does not give credit where credit is due to the clot shots causing organ failure, heart issues, and so forth. And I think it's before long, Doctor, you're going to start seeing that in your practice, where people that have got the clot shot are getting organ failure, heart issues, and other things, unless you're already seeing them. Are you already seeing those, Doctor?
I'm not already seeing them, but I wouldn't be surprised if it starts showing up pretty soon. I mean, I've had, you know, other people complain of other things as far as, like I've said before, you know, flu-like symptoms post-shot. I spoke with somebody the other day, and they were telling me just what I thought, that they were on the fence about getting it, didn't really want to get it, but they were threatened by their job. So due to this scare tactic, they reluctantly went ahead and got it. And they said that it was a few hours later, they ended up getting an awful nosebleed. They said that they hadn't had a nosebleed in about 30 years. This individual is about 50 years old. And they said it just wouldn't stop. I think 6 hours their nose was bleeding. So there's all kinds of stuff that I'm sure is going to start popping up.
Well, you live in a Chicago suburb. I don't know if you know any Chicago police officers or not, but Governor DeSantis in Florida is supporting legislation in Florida to have a $5,000 sign-up bonus for police officers leaving Illinois and Chicago to come to Florida to escape the clot shot.
Really?
Oh, yeah. I don't believe the legislation has passed yet, but he is making that offer. And we know that about 25% or so of the Chicago police officers are not going to get the clot shot. The Mayor Lightfoot has ordered the head of the Chicago Police Officers Association to no longer talk publicly about this. That just makes it that much worse, because that makes people more interested in what the man's got to say.
Right.
So Chicago's already got massive issues with crime, but if they lose 25% of the officers, that's without a doubt going to make it far worse, isn't it, sir?
Oh, my gosh. I don't even want to think about that. Thankfully, I'm about an hour out, but still, with all of that going on, you start seeing people getting out of that area, kind of spreading out towards the suburbs. And unfortunately, Chicago has always been an amazing city. There's all kinds of stuff to do there. And it's really sad to see where it's going, where it is now. And if they get rid of 25% of the police officers, that is going to be terrible.
Well, the officers will be fine. They've got a job in law enforcement waiting for them in Florida with a $5,000 stipend to help them make that adjustment, pay for moving expense and relocating and so forth. If I was a Chicago police officer, I would jump on that in a heartbeat and take advantage of that financial offer. It's not law yet, but my belief is that it probably will be law pretty soon. They're down there in Florida. Plus, it's a big bonus. No more Chicago winters, right?
Right. That's an amazing deal right there. I wouldn't blame them in the least if that's what they decide to do.
Well, I can see other states making similar offers. Once something like this gets going and one state's doing it with success, I could see other states doing it in the same thing. But, Doctor, we still have, at this point in time, the last few days in October, you still have patients that are asking you about should they or should they not get the clot shot. Is that still happening, sir?
Honestly, I haven't had anybody ask me if they should or should not. Recently, I tend to ask people if they have been and their experience with it. That's
right.
That's pretty much depth that goes.
Of course, if one of your patients gets disabled or dies, you may not necessarily know that for quite a while. Correct?
Yeah, that's correct. I mean, if for some reason they aren't showing up to their appointments, then, we give them a call. We make sure everything is okay. So it might not be too awfully long before I found out if something was going on.
Right. Well, let's talk about some health-related matters. I was talking to a friend recently, and her mother was having some issues, and I said, make sure your mother is properly hydrated. It's endemic among older Americans, especially, to be dehydrated, isn't it, sir?
Oh, absolutely. That's a big issue with the elderly and older Americans. Something that just kind of, you saying that brought it up into my mind was, you know, staying hydrated helps to also flush your system. So if you think you can't flush a toilet without water, you can't flush your body without water either. So, and it's very important to get rid of any toxins, things like that, waste products. Very, very important. You don't want to be a, if you think about, you know, your sink not draining and what happens with all the water, like if your garbage disposal isn't working, let's say, and the water and the food and everything that's just sitting there, it starts to ferment and, you know, you get all kinds of issues with that. Same thing with your body. So you want to make sure everything is functioning properly, moving in and out properly, and part of that is having adequate water intake. And for that, everybody's different. I mean, some people are like, well, I drink plenty of water, or I feel like I do. Okay, well, drink 20 more ounces and go from there.
That's good advice, doctor. And it's so simple, doesn't cost anything, is to stay properly hydrated. Something I didn't learn until I was, maybe 20-something years ago, is that when you drink tea, coffee, soft drinks, your body doesn't recognize that as water. It recognizes those things as food, and it doesn't work the same way as water, does it, sir?
No, and a lot of those soft drinks or, you know, Gatorades, teas, things like that, there are still, there's preservatives, there's dyes, there's all kinds of sugar, there's fake sugars that's in there, all kinds of stuff. So you're better off drinking regular water as far as getting hydrated. You could even, for electrolytes, you know, put a little bit of salt in there. And something you can do, I mean, we
right, and it doesn't, yeah, I put, in the summertime especially, I put a quarter teaspoon of Himalayan sea salt per quart of water. The water doesn't taste salty at all. It kind of smooths it out and actually improves the flavor of the water to me. But it's real important to have a little salt in that water, especially in the summertime, to make sure your electrolytes stay in balance, isn't it, sir?
Oh, absolutely. During the summertime, we're sweating more. We're outside more. And if you're an active person, you know, if you're working out a lot, if you're an athlete, something along those lines, if your job is physically demanding, even when it's cold out, you do sweat. So it's important to replenish that water as well as those electrolytes.
Absolutely. Absolutely, it is. It's not optional. If you've got a question for the doctor, we only got him for a few more minutes here. The call number is 512-248-8252. Well, doctor, I've been saying that what's going on now with the COVID clot shot is unprecedented in 6,000 years of human history, with worldwide kill-off of people, of millions of people, the next, 1.5, 2 years or so. Now, I want you to verify or confirm, or maybe you don't know, what I'm hearing is that the first month you take the clot shot, you lose 5% of your immune system. The second month, 5% of what's left. The third month, 5% of what's left of that. It's like compound interest. Each month you get a slightly more numbers of your percentage of your immune system gone. until the point where after about 6 months, you no longer have an immune system. Do you have any thoughts or knowledge on that, sir?
So I have not heard that. However, I believe that to be true. I mean, with the with getting the shot and what it contains and what it's attacking, let's just say, the organs and glands, the brain, everything. You know, if you're damaging those structures, it's going to wreak havoc on the rest of the body, including your immune system.
Okay, so doctor, we have a caller.
I'm not surprised at all.
We have a doctor, we have a caller, and hold it right, Catherine in Maine. Good morning, Catherine.
Hi, John. Hi, doctor. I have a cousin that just had a triple bypass, and he was 59 years old, healthy, you know what I mean, climbed to the top of the mountains October 5th in the south of France, and then all of a sudden, bam, I'm sure he had to take that in order to go to work. But it's basically a little bit tricky trying to figure out what may or may not have happened. But have you heard of three arteries, 98 to 100% blocked suddenly? Because there was mentioned clotting issues. But I don't see coronary artery disease or true, you know, I don't see that listed with myocarditis and pericarditis as common side of, you know, relatively common side effects. I just wondered, have you heard of anyone needing a triple bypass because of clotting issues after the jab?
I've definitely heard of people needing that. However, I have not heard of it following the shot. But again, I would not be surprised with what's happening to these people with the clots. I'm not surprised at all.
Okay, I have a hard time for some reason hearing what you said, but I'll listen after, you know, after the archives go up. Bottom line, we don't, my physician friends that are aware of what's going on are like, we may never know what the heck's going on. You know what I mean? We might never really get an answer. So thank you for your input. I appreciate it.
Okay, thanks for the call, Catherine. Well, Catherine's story about her cousin is being repeated tens of thousands of times around this country, isn't it, sir?
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, I've seen some videos of things happening to people. And it's out there. As long as you're looking in the right place, you'll find it.
That's right. That's right. Well, one of our jobs here, you know, for an hour every so, Doctor, you're with me as a broadcast journalist. And our job is to inform and educate people to not get the clot shot, so they, in turn, can inform others not to get the clot shot. I think I really look at that as a mission, don't you, sir?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, it is my job as a chiropractic physician to inform people and do the best that I can with my knowledge and my skills to help them along the way on their road to health. So,
right. Right. Well, that's your job as a chiropractic physician. And, absolutely, that is. Well, doctor, we're right at the middle of fall here. We got the fall equinox coming up. Actually, we got the winter equinox coming up here pretty soon. The shortest day of the year, December 21st, about 8 weeks away. What seasonal things are you seeing and dealing with in your practice, sir?
As of right now, not much. I predict that that'll start kicking up a notch, though, in the next few weeks to a month. But you tend to see that people are getting sick a little bit more often. Maybe they're... their mood isn't quite what it was previously.
Right, right. So, hold that thought, doctor. Hold that thought. We got a break. Sure. We'll be right back.
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I am only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and the new app, KosherTify, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the KosherTified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Hey there, are you going to wait till the cows come home to get your new Ease-Off drop-and lift?
What in the world is an Ease-Off drop-and lift?
Our Ease-Off is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure, and the Ease-Off installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my Ease-Off?
Go to easeoff.com. That's EAZEOFF.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC, 417-932-6419.
Well, I wish I was in the land of cotton wool, and there I'm not forgotten. Look away, look away. In Dixie's land, where I was born in early on one frosty morning. Look away, look away, look away, Dixie land. Then I wish I was in Dixie, hooray, hooray. In Dixie's land, I'll take my stand, live and die in Dixie. Away, away, away down south in Dixie. Away, away, away down south in Dixie.
Away. All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Well, Dr. Pete, it's good having you with us. We got just a few minutes left. What words of wisdom do you have for these folks to help them have a better life and improved health, sir?
I would say get your mind right. And then I, again, highly recommend doing physical activity, exercise, and then your nutrition, your diet. They've always said, right? You are what you eat, and it's not wrong. Are you easy and fast, like fast food? No. Or at least you shouldn't be. So kind of keep that in mind. And Try and be as healthy as you can as far as exercising and diet, for sure. That'll help you in the coming months, and then especially with what's been going on for quite a while.
We hear this all the time. Fresh fruits and vegetables. Fresh fruits and vegetables. A reasonable amount of meat. Don't overdo it. And I encourage people to engage the services of a chiropractic physician who specializes in nutrition. That way you can make sure you get exactly the nutritional advice you need specifically for you, right, Doctor?
Absolutely. Nutrition plays a huge role.
Before you get away, what's your telephone number up there? What's your telephone, Doctor?
815-526-3279.
So that's 815? Right?
815-526-3279.
3279. Got it. And the website?
My website is risingphoenixhealth.com.
RisingPhoenixHealth.com. There's reasonably priced hotels not far from you. People can fly right into O'Hare and get a room and maybe have a three-day intensive session with you. Correct, Doctor?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. I'd be very happy to do that for somebody.
Well, we've had other doctors I've worked with that have done that for my listeners coming in from around the country, and they've been very happy. The doctor learned something about his practice he wasn't aware of to do an intense three-day session with a person. Just about out of time here, Doctor. And what's your final words for these folks out here?
I encourage you to try and eat a little bit healthier, especially in the upcoming months. I know with the holidays and things like that, people tend to go overboard in junk food, let's say. And again, remember, you are what you eat. You're not a piece of junk. Don't treat yourself that way.
That's good advice, Doctor. Very good. Well, we thank you for being with us. And Dr. Huff is not available next week either, so I hope you can join us next week as well.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you very much. Okay, we got the bottom of the hour break coming up here, and we're going to have open lines. Dr. James, I believe, will be calling in from Metro Kansas area, Metro Kansas City area, with some interesting updates. I don't want to steal his thunder. I want you to hear it firsthand from him before I say anything about it. It's very important. And what Dr. James is observing in Metro Kansas City is literally happening in every major metropolitan area of the country, as reported on by National Public Radio. So we'll get that report from him, and we will have open lines beginning after the bottom of the hour here. This is a game changer. What we're going through here will change our country, change our culture, change our society for more than a generation. That's how severe this is going to be. There's no precedence at all for the tens of millions of people dying pretty much all at the same time worldwide. A massive kill-off. And that's what the powers that be want. They want to reduce the population. They're going to get their wish. Population will be reduced, but they're not going to win. I'm absolutely convinced they're not going to win. Because look at who's not getting the clot shots. The Patriots. Many veterans, many active duty people, as well as veterans, are not getting a clot shot. So they're creating their own worst nightmare, because many of their allies, Democratic Party will be finished, by the way. Once in about a year and a half, 2 years, there will be no more, effectively, no more Democratic Party, because they will have killed themselves with the clot shots. How about that? Here's our break.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
homeowners. Are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store, or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Standing 6'4", weighing in 245 pounds of crime-fighting, political science-analyzing brawn, ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Patrick Slattery.
So, Mike, get off this anti-cicada agenda.
I'm a born-again traditional Christian, and my favorite possessions are right here on my nightstand. That would be the King James Bible and my .357 revolver.
I'd rather be ruled by Chinamen than Jews.
Cool it with the anti-Semitic remarks, right?
Just because you steal an election and terminate the republic doesn't mean you terminate the people in the republic, because we're still here.
I'm not taking the vaccine. F*** you, Bill Gates.
There was a way forward still on January 6th. What needed to be done is to object to every single state.
The COVID-19 virus was the setup. The vaccine could very well be the bioweapon.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show, Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
Website is thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com. I'm really happy to be doing more private consultations, helping people gain the clarity, gain the focus they need, get the information they need to achieve their goals. Details at my website at thelibertyman.com. And yes, energy cleaners. Tom Berryhill is promising another big batch, about 30 or more, coming in a few days. I've got, now four orders pending from Australia, dozens more from around the country, people, some waiting since the second week of September. It's really fun helping people get their lives back, getting past the arthritis pain and getting the best night's sleep they've had in decades. You can place your order for your energy cleaner at my website, your mattress pad, right there at my website at thelibertyman.com, using PayPal, MasterCard, Visa. You can send me a check. My address is there. Keep in mind, I offer a 90-day money-back guarantee. Toll-free hour line, 24 hours a day. Here it is, 800-592-9543. Okay, we have my friend Dr. James waiting here. Dr. James is a medical doctor living and practicing medicine in the metro Kansas City area, and he has some updates for us. Good morning, doctor.
Good morning, sir. I apologize in advance. I'm just getting over a little bit of laryngitis, but I wanted to let people know that we are indeed seeing spikes in the number of patients that are going to the hospital, at least in this area, as reported in other cities. And, you know, I can't speak for all of them, obviously, if they've all been vaccinated or not, but the people I have watching out for this for me are noticing that a majority of these people are vaccinated. They're coming in with shortness of breath, chest pains, heart attack type symptoms, pulmonary embolisms. There was I'm aware of a couple of cases where people were it looked like they were having heart attacks, myocardial infarctions, based on EKG changes and troponin levels, which are blood markers that we look at in the blood, that the heart, troponins are released by the heart when they're damaged. And so based on those, they were taken to the cath lab so they could put stents in presumptively, and they didn't see anything. There was nothing to stent, but they were still having the damage done and had all the indications that they were having a heart attack. And I know those two patients that I'm aware of were vaccinated. But the hospitals are being filled with similar cases. And also, I'm seeing reports of a lot of respiratory illnesses that are not COVID, but these people have been vaccinated, and it's not flu. They're getting these high fevers and just a lot, you know, typical symptoms. And it could just be common colds, but these people are getting pretty sick. And we can't explain it. So I think we're beginning to see some issues, and people are beginning to get sick as the weather changes. And, it's concerning to say the least.
Well, it is. Doctor, the reason it prompted me to reach out to you was an article published originally at National Public Radio website, that's npr.org, about a dramatic increase in hospital admissions around the country. They made in the article no connection to the clot shot, COVID-19, any of that. But they did mention people being admitted with organ failure. And here's the article here. Kate Wells is the author of the article published, looks like 3 days ago, the 26th of this month, from the Michigan affiliate. And it says, emergency rooms are now swamped with seriously ill patients, but many don't even have COVID. I call them the clot shots. I want some feedback from you, doctor. What I've read, is that when you get the first clot shot, the first month, your immune system is reduced by about 5%. The second month, 5% of what's left of that. The third month, 5% of whatever's left of that. To the point where after about 6 months, you basically have no immune system. Are you aware of that, doctor?
I am aware of the concerns on that. Now, I don't know how they are measuring that based on, you know, it's not like a blood test that you can do to see how your immune system, how healthy it is. But that I kind of agree with that statement. I just don't know how they're getting those type of numbers. I do know there's pathologists that are coming out saying that they're seeing huge spikes in certain types of cancers. And that indicates that our immune systems are being shut down. And that is related to people that have been vaccinated. Viruses are just genetic code. The theory is that most cancers now are from viruses because our code has been altered a little bit. And now your cells are replicating uncontrollably. And this happens to everybody every single day, but our immune system does a very good job of preventing that from occurring. But if our immune systems are being shut down, then you would expect these certain types of cancers increase, and we are seeing that. Various pathologists and other people that deal, hematologists, oncologists, are reporting those type of numbers. So I would agree with that statement.
Here's the first paragraph of this NPR article. Inside the emergency department at Sparrow Hospital in Lansing, Michigan, staff members are struggling to care for patients who are showing up much sicker than they've ever seen. Consequently, there have people in the hallways because there's no sleeping in the hallways because there's no room for them. They say that months of treatment delays have exacerbated chronic conditions and worsened symptoms. Doctors and nurses say the severity of illnesses range widely and includes abdominal pain, respiratory problems, blood clots, heart conditions, and suicide attempts, among others. So what you're doing, doctor, is basically verifying this NPR report. And I believe we're going to get further verification from other healthcare professionals and hospitals around the country. What do you think, sir?
Absolutely. I agree with that. And I have people that work in these hospitals that are friends of mine that are watching and very closely. And hopefully I can get some more information for you by next week and let you know more details. But we are seeing huge increases in numbers of people going to the ER. I'm trying to encourage people that don't have to go to the ER to stay away from that. It's interesting that article did not mention, in other words, if it was the unvaxxed, they would have mentioned that. So by them not mentioning the vaccination status, kind of tells us a lot, I think.
Well, it does. It does. Well, doctor, we had some reports from you over the summer. You've been unavailable for several months since August. We look forward to having you give us reports as you can. I know you're a busy guy with a busy life, as everybody is. How long do we have you for this morning, sir?
I have to get back to work here shortly, but I will make myself available next week. Okay. You and I will talk, and we'll plan on a day.
Well, that sounds good. We don't want to cut down your interaction with your patients because they look forward to visiting with you and getting your help. Anything else right now, doctor?
Not that I can think of, but I will. We'll talk over the weekend.
Okay, sounds good. Appreciate you calling in, and we'll talk soon. Appreciate it, doctor.
All right. Bye-bye.
Okay, and we'll go right to open lines here at Republic Broadcasting at 512-248-8252. I didn't expect this kind of report from National Public Radio. This is an example of journalism that is helpful on one hand. On the other, this woman reporter, unless it's a man pretending to be a woman, Kate Wells, is reporting accurately on part of the story. What she's not doing, and what I learned as a young investigator beginning in 1973, in many investigations, you look at two things. What's the same and what's different? What's the same and what's different? And Kate did not do this with this particular article. There's a broadcast version of this. It was also broadcast on the national NPR show, All Things Considered. And, of course, that's what I'm doing here. I'm looking at what's the same and what's different. Well, what is the same? Well, the patients are the same. They're still Americans. What's different is, the patients coming in with all these serious, debilitating, sometimes deadly symptoms, they all got the clot shot. That's what's different. And we're going to be confirming that as we move forward. We're at a point now where everybody who voluntarily wanted to get the clot shot has had it by now. There's every pharmacy I go into, there's a sign up that the clot shots are available. I see signs posted on the street, the clot shots are available, and so forth. The people left to get the clot shots, for the most part, are people who really don't want it, but they're going to feel like they're forced to maintain their employment. It's a tough place to be. I understand that. You have obligations to your family, you got a spouse, you got children, you got a mortgage to pay, you got bills to pay. I understand that. It's not easy. But what I've been saying for quite a while is you only get one. You can always get another job, but you only got one life. You can always get another job, but you only get one life. you may have to take a cut in pay, unfortunately. If that's what you got to do, that's what you got to do. There'll be other opportunities. What I found in my life, when one door closes, another door opens. It may not be the door we're looking for, or the door we expect, or door we even know is even a possibility. But that's been my experience in my life when it comes to employment. Never applying for a job is one way that I found out that when I ran for Congress, that Congressman Dick Gebhardt's campaign had done something illegal. Here's what happened. 1996, I was running for U.S. Congress in the 3rd Congressional District. Dick Gebhardt had been a congressman there for decades. And I get a letter from TransUnion, the credit reporting company, that my credit report had been accessed for pre-employment purposes. I had not applied for a job in 10-plus years, maybe close to 20 years, in the formal sense of the word. So I knew something was wrong. So I put on my investigator's hat, and I backtrack the credit application, the credit access, to a private detective agency in Florida. Not just any old private detective agency, but these guys were the real deal. They had former FBI agent, former CIA guy, even a former KGB guy in this detective agency. Smart guys, tough guys. So I talked to them on the phone, and they said, "Well, John, we had this young man come in. He said that you were applying for a job, and we needed to run your credit report." And we did. I said, "Well, here's the deal. I didn't apply for a job. You need to help me out here." So they brought the young man in. I think he was 22, 24 years old. Sat him down in a chair with these big, tough guys in the same room, and he spilled his guts. And he says, "Look, I just did what I was told to do." And he brought in the facts, requesting my credit report that had the Dick Gebhardt campaign header on the facts, because it came from a Dick Gebhardt campaign fax machine. Well, they got that evidence, and they sent it to me. So I contacted the FBI in St. Louis, and met with the FBI agent, and they accepted the evidence from me. At the time, I was paralegal for the Charles Shaw Law Firm in Clayton, Missouri, which for decades Mr. Shaw had been voted by his peers, the other attorneys in St. Louis, as the best criminal defense attorney in Metro St. Louis, and I was his investigator and paralegal while I was running for U.S. Congress. He was very supportive of my campaign, by the way. And I said, "Charles, what's going to happen?" He says, "John, this is what's going to happen." And he told me, and it was confirmed. The U.S. attorney in St. Louis at the time was a Gebhardt appointee. So is he going to file criminal charges against the guy that got him his job? No, that's not going to happen. So he resigned from the case and turned it over to his second-in-command. Now, is your second-in-command going to file criminal charges against the man who gave your boss his job? No, that's not going to happen. So we knew that was a dead end. And I said, "Mr. Shaw, maybe we can do a civil lawsuit against Mr. Gebhardt." He says, "John, this is what will happen. If we do that, Gebhardt will hire one of these downtown law firms with 100 attorneys in it, and they will bury us in paperwork. They'll shut down the law firm. We only have about 3 lawyers here. We had about 4 secretaries. And John will shut us down with paperwork. They'll cover us up, put us out of business." And I thought about that for just a moment. I agreed with him that that's obviously what would happen. So we just dropped it. That's all we did, was drop it. It was a Republican primary in that election. It had 9 candidates, including myself. The other 8 candidates were all very jealous and they wanted to find out if the FBI had accessed, or not the FBI, but if Dick Gebhardt had accessed their credit reports also. None of them did. I was the only threat that Dick Gebhardt was taking seriously. I didn't win the primary. Another gentleman did, and he did his best to oust Dick Gebhardt unsuccessfully. But I learned a lot along the way. There was a gentleman, he came to the United States from Hungary. as a refugee in the 1956 revolution that was smashed by the communists. And him and his brother came here. They had the shirts on their back and probably not much else. Initially made their living breaking concrete with sledgehammers, basically hard manual labor, because I doubt their language skills were very good. Well, fast forward to 1996. They're both quite successful businessmen, owning companies that have 100-plus employees. That's a big payroll to meet every week. And one of these gentlemen was going to make a donation to my campaign. Dick Gebhardt's people contacted him and asked him if he would like to get any government contracts in the future. And that was the end of that. We had a break. Call number is 512-248-8252.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
So let's fix bayonets. We'll have the advantage of moving down the hill. They gotta be tired, the Rebs. They gotta be close to the end if we are. So fix bayonets. Ellis, you take the left wing, I'll take the right. I want a right wheel forward of the whole regiment.
What, you mean charge?
Yes, but here's what we do. We're going to charge swinging down the hill. Just like we pulled back to this left side of the regiment, now we're going to swing it down. We swing like a door. We're gonna sweep them down the hill just as they come up. Understand? Does everybody understand?
Yes, sir!
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. That was Colonel Chamberlain with the second Maine. In the Battle of Little Round Top, at the Gettysburg Battle. Little Round Top was at the extreme edge of the battlefield. Colonel Chamberlain and what he did at that little part of the battlefield is credited with saving the Union, quite frankly, and saving the battle for the Union at the Battle of Gettysburg. He spent the rest of his life helping Civil War veterans. I play that clip where he's ordering his men to fix bayonets because that's as desperate as it gets. We still equip the U.S. Army and U.S. Marines with rifles that have a capability of putting a knife on the end called a bayonet. I understand the U.S. Army has discontinued bayonet training. I don't know why, but they have. We were trained, and when I went through basic training, to have the spirit of the bayonet fighter. And all the men in charge at the time, at the top, were all World War II and Korean veterans, both. The Korean War had only been over about 15, 16 years when I went through basic training. Bayonet training was not fun. It was not pleasant. It was hard. The drill sergeants were tough on us, and I'm glad they were. I'm glad they were because I learned a lot in bayonet training. And it's the words that no soldier ever wants to hear, those two words, fix bayonets. What does that mean? It means we're pretty much out of ammunition. It means we're desperate, and this is the last thing left between teeth and fingernails and fists. The only thing left you've got is bayonets. I hope we don't get to that point in this country where men are left to fight with bayonets against their enemies, and in this case, the communist Chinese. But we will if we have to. That's what we'll do. The men of America will stand up, and if it comes down to it, they will fix bayonets to their rifles and fight the communist Chinese if it comes down to it. Being prepared ahead of time dramatically reduces that possibility. It doesn't eliminate it, but it does dramatically reduce it. I recall the summer of 1994, they had the high-capacity magazine ban being considered in Congress, and the so-called assault weapons ban. And after that, it became difficult to buy a new rifle that had a bayonet lug on it. That's about a half-inch square piece of metal that allows the bayonet to be attached properly. It changed a lot. Here's our break.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets, even with a growing audience every day. RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family. because you can handle the truth.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.